This is Glenna Marshall, and you're listening to the Radical Radiance Podcast.
Hey, friends, welcome back to the Radical Radiance Podcast. I am your host, Rebecca George, and I am super excited about today's conversation with Glenna Marshall. We get to chat all about memorizing scripture. She has a new book, a new resource for us that shares all about some tips and tricks and just the life transformation that will happen in us as we meditate on God's word. And I think you're going to be really encouraged by her words today. So she was actually on the show a couple of years ago when her last book, Everyday Faithfulness, came out. Such a great conversation. So if you're new around here, definitely go back in the archives and give that one a listen and help me welcome our friend Glenna back to the show. Glenna, welcome back to the show. I am so excited to chat with you today and catch up. Thanks for being here.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
I am excited about your new book. And we had you on the show a couple of years ago. So for listeners who are new around here and maybe didn't listen to that conversation, definitely go back in the archives and find that. But I am just so excited to catch up. I know we have a lot in common, fellow pastor's wife, fellow writer, speaker. So we kind of live in the same world. And I remember seeing, I don't know if it was the cover or maybe you announced this book some time ago. And I was so excited because I have personally seen, just as a peer online, I've seen this discipline alive, like in your life, what little of it you've shared on Instagram in past years. And so this felt like, oh, well, of course Glenna's writing this book. You felt like the right person to tackle this message and encourage us in this way. And so your newest book is called Memorizing Scripture, The Basics, Blessings, and Benefits of Meditating on God's Word. And so I would love, as we get started, for you to just back up a little bit and tell us about your passion for memorizing Scripture, and then how doing so has really personally impacted your walk with Christ.
Yeah, so I have to just be honest and say I have not been a lifelong memorizer. So I grew up in a really small, like, community Baptist church in the South. And so there was Bible drill, like the thing that they made the kids do.
Oh,
so
yes.
Like, what you do is you get the kids, you teach them all these Bible verses and the books of the Bible in order, and then you take them around to other churches and you make them compete with other children. It's hilarious when I step back as an adult and think about that, but it was so normal. And that was all the memorizing that I did, probably like first grade to fourth grade. And then I graduated out of the program. And I mean, I don't know that I memorized scripture again until I was in my mid to late 30s. It just was not a spiritual discipline that I had made room for in my life. I'm an avid Bible studier. I mean, love to study the word, love to really dig in. That's like a daily discipline I will never let go of. But memorizing just seemed like something kind of almost superfluous to me. Like, okay, I guess if you're a pastor, you could memorize, maybe the missionaries, you know, but I've got a Bible in front of me all the time. I've got an app on my phone. Like, I'm not really sure I need to memorize, but there was this season of life, and maybe my fellow moms out there can identify with this, but I felt like, as a mom specifically, I was sort of fighting against anger all the time, like simmer, just little things would like build up in my heart and just burn very slowly until I would sort of boil over, and on my poor kids, my husband, and feeling like I had a really short fuse, if you want to call it that. That makes it sound better than it does. It was just sin, you know? And
sure,
I felt like I was coming to the Lord every day and confessing my sin and trying to repent and praying for the Lord to help me and having just little to no victory in my life and feeling really defeated by that. And I remember one day just praying, talking to the Lord about this yet again. And he brought to mind one of those verses that I memorized as a child in that Bible drill program. One of the first verses I ever memorized, which was Psalm 119:11, I will hide your word in my heart so that I will not sin against you. And I remember just thinking in that moment, it was like everything crystallized. And I was like, okay, so we hide God's word in our heart so that we don't sin. Like, how have I missed this my whole life? So I figured I had nothing to lose. So I just picked a psalm kind of at random. It was Psalm 46. I remember that. And it's I printed it out. I remember I used like computer paper and a purple Sharpie. And I wrote it out and I stuck it in a Ziploc bag, taped it to my shower wall because I knew I'd take a shower every day. And I this lady from my church had done that for years. So I did that. And then I just started working on it every day. And then after I memorized it, I moved on to some other Psalms. And then I moved on to James 1 and then continued through the whole book of James. Took me about a year to do that. And then went through the book of Colossians. Took me almost 2 years for Colossians. And then have been in the book of 1 Peter for like a year and a half. It's a really slow process. But what I noticed after the first like 6 months of memorizing scripture was that not only was I finding some victory over anger in my life, I was seeing the effects of meditating on scripture on a daily basis. I was seeing it in literally every area of my life, and I was shocked by it. It was a really gradual change. And then I realized that what I am meditating on, these like phrases I'm rehearsing and saying out loud over and over again, just to try to remember them, they're having an effect on how I think and how I speak and how I live. And so I mean, I don't know if there's an area of my life that is untouched by memorizing scripture.
The Rebecca's Reads book for January is The Joy Bringer Challenge, Living the Power of the Good News by Susan Bowers. We know as followers of Christ that the good news of the gospel changes us, and the source of our joy is in Jesus. But what does it look like to live a life marked by joy? Susan intentionally lays out a roadmap for you to live like the gospel is good news. You don't want to miss it. Go order your copy on Amazon or at the link in the show notes today.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's amazing. And I wonder for our listeners who are listening and hearing and thinking, okay, wow, memorizing Colossians, memorizing 1 Peter sounds so daunting to me. And I would not say I'm the type of person that has a good memory. I feel like I have a poor memory. I really struggle to memorize scripture. I mean, you said it, you were there, right? And and I identify with a lot of that. I grew up in Southern Baptist culture where we did Bible drill and we memorized all the verses that we would memorize during VBS week. And man, I don't think I memorized more scripture in my life than I did the weeks of VBS when I was a child. Right. And, but maybe we've lost our way with that spiritual discipline in our adult lives. How would you encourage somebody that feels already defeated by their poor memory, or so they think?
Yeah. And that's the thing, is it's so they think, because I have talked about memorizing scripture for quite a while now with people, and I have never, I've yet to meet a person who says, oh, I'm really good at that. You know, everybody thinks they have a poor memory, and I get that. And I've had seasons of my life where my own memory has been pretty terrible just because of life circumstances and health issues and stressors and things like that. But the thing is, as I was writing the book on memorizing scripture, I did some research on how the brain stores new information. And I mean, it was amazing to see, just from a scientific standpoint, the way that God has designed your brain to retain information and the way God has designed your brain to let go of information. We don't need to remember like every passcode that we have ever used to sign into a device or a, you know, an account online. There are some things that it's good for us to forget, but our brains are actually wired to store new information all the time. And so all that we really need to do when it comes to memorizing scripture is sort of harness some tips, some tricks, some things that our brain likes in order to move that information kind of into our long-term memory, so to speak. And so there are methods, many methods of memorizing scripture. And my encouragement to someone who thinks they have a poor memory, a couple of things. You need to try several different methods and see what works for you, because we all have different learning styles. So what works for me may not work for you, and vice versa. The other thing I would say is you should begin with a passage that you're sort of familiar with, because it will give you like a pretty encouraging win, like a leg up from the beginning.
Like, and Psalm 23.
Yes, exactly. that was the first thing I ever memorized as a child, was Psalm 23. And I still have it. You know? And so like memorize something, but I had to memorize it as an adult, you know, like I memorized it with my kids a couple years ago. And, you know, I just think that having like an instant success can really help you stay committed when you're first getting started, you know? So something that maybe you memorized as a child, something that maybe a chapter you've studied recently or that your pastor has preached through, maybe it's something that your Bible study is going through, like something where your brain is sort of wrapped around it a little. Start there and give yourself, there is no shame in starting with something that's already familiar. And I think that can help us realize, you know what? I can do this, you know, and you don't have to start with a book. You can start with a single verse.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, one single verse.
So good. Well, and the other, one of the other things you talk about in the book that I know has helped me a lot over the years is just repetition, right? Anytime we're memorizing anything, the key to that is repetition. And so as we're kind of surveying our lives and figuring out, are we laminating it and putting it on our shower wall? Are we keeping, you know, a Rolodex of verses on a keychain in our purse where we can look over them as we go through the car through or the carpool line, whatever that method is that works, repetition is going to be probably a key no matter which method we choose. Right. Yeah. And so would you talk about that and maybe some of the things that have worked for you?
Yeah. So no matter what method you choose, just like you said, repetition will be key because that is what your brain needs in order to store new information, to be able to retrieve it. It's like how you, you know how, like if you're trying to remember a passcode, you say it like 10 to 15 times while you're typing it in so that you don't forget it. It's because we have a part of our brain that's sort of for short-term memory, just that stuff we don't need to hold on to. But in order to move that to your long-term memory, then you're going to have to repeat it a whole lot more so that it stays with you. So what I like to encourage people to do, and this is what I've done myself, is you want to work on memorization every day. So you're going to pick a time when your hands are maybe busy, but your mind is not. So for me, that's like in the shower every day because I'm going to take a shower after I go to the gym. I'm very, have like a very ordered, structured morning. And
yeah,
so
me too.
So I rarely skip the shower. And that's where, you know, I can just look at my laminated verses on my wall and work on that. Sometimes I work on it while I'm folding laundry as well. You know, got a big laundry mountain, hands are busy, my mind is totally free to roam. So attaching memorization to a task that you do every day is going to sort of teach your brain to default to memorization while you do that task. And what I learned in my research on the brain is that the more details you bring into the memorization process, the easier it is for your brain to store it and retrieve it.
Yeah.
So, but you know, regardless of what you do, you're going to need to read the verse 10 times. You're going to need to say the verse 10 times. Close your eyes and say it 10 times. Like just that active repetition is so important. You cannot skip it. It is vital to really holding on to those words and phrases. And so for me, that means, you know, reciting it several times in the shower. And once I have a phrase in really well in my brain, then I go back and review what I've already done, attaching that phrase to it. And then when I feel like I'm ready, move on to the next phrase and really just letting punctuation be my guide. Like let the commas and the periods tell you how long of a phrase to memorize, you know, and it's a slow process, but the repetition, it seems really rote and it seems like work, but I think that that is where that transformation is happening because these are God's words and you're thinking them and saying them and you're kind of like trying to order them in your mind. So why this verb? Why that noun? Why that adjective? Why that attribute of God? Why would God want us to hear it like this? And just that thinking process over and over and over again, I think that's where really good, deep spiritual work happens.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm thinking back to what you said at the very beginning of the episode about how it was sort of this slow transformative process for you. It didn't happen overnight, but you began to see scripture memorization infiltrating into all these different areas of your life and the impact that it was making. And part of that we know is our thought lives matter, right? And so we're not just going to drift towards this spiritual discipline. I think that's why so many of us would consider ourselves a poor memorizer or, you know, maybe we count ourselves out as being unable to do that, but really it's discipline, right? Yeah. And as God grows that in us, and as we spend more time dwelling on his word, we're spending less time letting our minds drift to other things that would build anger or resentment or some of the other things that you were struggling with and we all struggle with at times. And so I don't know, that just was coming to mind for me as you were talking. And mm-hmm. and I wonder for listeners who, you know, maybe they've tried the flashcard method. Mm-hmm. Maybe they've mm-hmm. tried something that's not worked for them. Do you have any other tips or tricks mm-hmm. that maybe we haven't thought of that listeners could try?
Yeah. So, you know, you kind of have to learn yourself if you don't know your learning style already. So for yeah. some people, it might mean utilizing an audio Bible and listening to a verse on repeat and saying it out loud with the narrator. I really love the Dwell Bible app for that reason. Yeah. Another yeah. tip I've tried, and this might be helpful for audio people, is like using the Voxer app, which is basically like a long voice message app that you can talk with friends, but yep. you can do a note to yourself and you can just like record yourself reciting and then go back and listen to it. You can listen to it on double time or triple time. I mean, the thing is, when reviewing scripture, sometimes your brain doesn't want to go as slowly as a review typically, like for school or, you know, if you're studying for a test, because we're reciting like a verse or a sentence or even a paragraph or a chapter. So another way to sort of help your brain really lock into the memorization work is to utilize what is called the first letter method. Mm-hmm. So this one I love. I use this one a lot, especially for a long review or if I'm just stuck on a verse and I cannot get like the, or I can't wrap my mouth around the order of the words.
Yeah.
So basically, if you're writing scripture, and I recommend that as a great way to really meditate on it, you know, take some time, write out a verse or a chapter that you're working on and think through it as you're writing. But if you need to sort of do some review or really like zone in on a verse, write just the first letter of each word, because your brain, that's all it needs. It can just fill in all the rest of the words, and you can get through a long review that way, or you can just hit a verse over and over and over without your hand cramping up because you're yeah. just writing the first letter. There is a Bible memory app called Verses. I okay. love it. It's a free app, but you may have to pay for your translation of choice. Some of them are free and some are not. But what this app does, it utilizes all the learning styles. So it has basically their games. And it will have fill in the blank, first letter method, tap to reveal. There are even some ways to network with friends. Like if you have a friend who downloads the app, you guys can memorize the same verse and like note one another's progress. It could be a competition if that's, you know, like if you're one of those competitive people that needs somebody yeah. to push you along, you can memorize with a group of people if you all download the app. And so it is a fantastic way to memorize in a way that's fun, but also to try a bunch of different methods to see what works for you. And so I definitely recommend that people download the Verses app.
Yeah, that's so good. I love that. I love that somebody thought of that.
Yes, that's so
great.
I do too.
yeah, that's so great. Well, we've talked about this a little bit, but to more explicitly just maybe encourage listeners who have struggled with this in the past, and maybe they have histories like us where it was truly and purely about just recitation, right? We memorized it, we said it, we earned the points, or we got the toy out of the treasure chest at VBS, right? But we truly want this different path that God is offering us of memorizing and meditating on His Word and really getting to experience that in our growing relationship with Jesus. So recitation isn't the goal, right? As we walk down this path. And so would you just encourage listeners with what is the goal, right? What is the goal here for us?
Yeah, the goal is transformation.
Yeah.
I really think so. I think it is to live a scripture-shaped life where you are just really living in God's Word. And what happens when we meditate and meditate, really, if you look at Psalm 1, you have the psalmist talking about the happy, blessed man, and he avoids sin and lives far from sin. And the way that he does that is by living closely to God's word, by delighting in His word day and night. And it uses the word meditates, but in Hebrew, the word actually, like if you want to translate it literally, it's to mumble aloud to oneself, which is what we're doing when we're trying to memorize. We're mumbling the words over and over to try to get them in our hearts. There is something that happens. And I think this is because this is God's inspired word. It is true and without error. And it also is applicable to our lives today. And so this is God's revelation of himself. So as we're thinking through God's word and mumbling it and reciting it, he is using it, as Paul tells us in Romans, to renew our minds.
Yeah.
So we're thinking less like our old selves and more like Jesus. And that really is the goal of like sanctification in the Christian life, is to live less like our old selves before we knew Christ and to be shaped more and more into the image of Jesus himself. Mm-hmm. And I believe that that is why God's word is so vital to our lives as Christians, number one, just to study and read and to learn, but then to just sit in it. And I think that's what memorization does for us. It helps us to just sit in it, think deeply about God's word and what he wants for us and who he is and how he's called us to live and who Jesus is and the implications of the gospel for our lives. And what I have learned as I've done this for several years now is that I do feel a little out of step with the world. I don't think the way that I used to think. I don't react quite the same way. I mean, I'm still fighting sin on a daily basis, but I see that instead of being so influenced by the culture, my mind just works a little differently. And I know that is God's word having a really good effect on my life. And I think that's why we memorize.
Yeah. Praise God. That's so good. Well, I am so excited for listeners to be not only encouraged by this conversation, but also for them to grab a copy of the book. I'm going to say the full title of it again. It's called Memorizing Scripture, The Basics, Blessings, and Benefits of Meditating on God's Word. And so just so excited about this message. But before we go, there's a question I ask all of my guests that come on the Radical Radiance podcast. It truly has a heart to help women see what it looks like to radiate the heart of Jesus in their life, their work, their relationships. And God really used this verse in Psalm 34, verse 5 in my life as I was naming the podcast, and he was giving me direction there. And it says, those who look to him are radiant and their faces shall never be ashamed. And so the question I love asking in this season of your life is, what about Jesus makes you radiant?
One of the things that I have just been thinking about probably for going on 2 years now, when I was memorizing the book of Colossians, there's a passage in Colossians 1, it's 15 through 20, and there are verses about the superiority of Jesus. And there is a phrase, I think it's Colossians 1:17, that he holds all things together. There's kind of a mirror verse in Hebrews 1. He upholds the universe with the word of his power.
Yeah.
When I feel overwhelmed by my life circumstances, I have a lot of health issues, when I feel very overwhelmed by pain, nothing gives me a steadier heart than remembering that Jesus literally upholds the universe.
Yeah.
That there is nothing happening in outer space or on the earth or in my own life that is outside of his control and his authority. And that means that I can trust him. He is absolutely trustworthy. And just taking a breath is because he is holding the universe together. He holds all things together. The fact that I am still walking with him after all these years is because he is holding all things together. He is so good and so faithful. And it just gives me so much joy to meditate on that.
Yeah. Praise God. So good. Well, share with all of our friends, where can they connect with you after this conversation? Where can they grab the book? All of those things.
Yeah. So the book's going to be, you know, where we all buy books, online usually. So on Amazon and all the places online, bookstores and things like that. And there is an audio and an e-version as well for those of you who like to listen or read on a screen. You can find me. I'm all over social media. I am mostly on Instagram. I feel like
that's the happy
corner of social media. So I'm at Glenna D. Marshall, and I love to share just snippets of my daily life and what God is teaching me there.
I love that. Yeah. I tend to stay in the happy corner as well. So I'm with you. I'm with you. It's so happy over on Instagram. Most of the time, 95% of the time.
That's right.
So awesome. Well, I have just loved getting to catch up with you. I'm so excited about memorizing scripture and just the impact that this book is going to have on readers' lives. And so thank you for writing it. And thank you for being here today to share about it with us.
Oh, thanks for having me back, Rebecca.
Well, I hope you were so encouraged by that conversation with Glenna Marshall all about memorizing scripture. Go grab a copy of her newest book, Memorizing Scripture, wherever you like to buy books. And hey, if you were thinking about a friend while you listen to this episode and you're thinking, oh, I would love to download that Verses app and memorize scripture with them, or I'd love to go through Glenna's new book, this episode with them. It really helps in getting these conversations into the hands of more listeners, and it would mean the world to me. So I'll be back next week with another amazing episode, and I can't wait to chat with you then.